It is the number, our second look back on Liverpool's Premier League numerical history. We will start off this one. We're doing number five. And we're going to go first and foremost to Mark Wright, who after some discussion and debate we discovered was the first holder of the shirt. Ronnie Whelan wore five during the first Premier League season, but there wasn't squad numbers then. So the squad number comes in, it moves over to Mark Wright. And John Gibbons, you were a fan.
I loved Mark Wright, yeah. I thought he was brilliant. It was exciting when we got him, because of the Italia 90 World Cup, and you know that team, you know that's the first World Cup I can remember. I was eight, but I think generally, like, obviously it's been a long time since England had had a good World Cup. It's still mad to me that they didn't even qualify for 74 and 78. Like, everyone says, oh, there's too many foreign players now and stuff like that, and it's ruining the England team.
Yeah.
But in this period where, you know, Liverpool are winning European Cups and they're not the only ones.
And all the players were basically from the British Isles as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, yeah. They didn't qualify in 74 and 78, which is mad. But anyway, and then you've got 82 and 86, which, you know, 86, they get Maradona, don't they?
Yeah.
So the Italian 90 was big for everyone, not just if you were eight, in terms of how well England did and that team and Bobby Robson and everything. And Liverpool had surprisingly few players in the squad. You know, there was obviously Beardsley, and then John Barnes sort of knocking about, but famously sort of not really getting picked. And then McMahon was in the squad, but it was a mad one with England, wasn't it? I always think it's funny in the Anfield rap, as in the song, not us.
Yeah.
Where that line was, Steve McMahon, Sean Cam Raff, I think it's about time he got an England cap. And like at the time, it's just like, you know, a Liverpool song. But when you listen to it now, you're like, well, hang on. Because that 87-88 team is like one of the best teams.
There's a fella playing for Liverpool, and he's really good.
Yeah.
And he's not in the England. And he's been knocking around for years. He'd been at Everton and Villa before that as well, hasn't he?
Yeah.
But also, he's there. Barnes is there, and Beardsley's there.
Yeah.
It just doesn't feel like it needs much.
Yeah, yeah. Just pick them instead of Steve Hodge. Apologies to Steve if he is listening.
Can you just put Brian Robson with those four at that point and gone?
Yeah.
Well, Robson was famously in and out, wasn't he? Had his injury problems.
Well, yeah.
But it was mad. But anyway, so Bayern, you know, an England player before we had loads was exciting. And then he comes in, and then he's captain of that, obviously the 92 team, and swears lifting the FA Cup final, which when you're 10 years old is just boss. Do you know what I mean? And so
did he get the captaincy taken off him for that?
No. I can't imagine.
No, it was taken later when he was losing his place.
I'm a bit young now.
But what's interesting to me about Mark Wright's Liverpool career is that the bit that sort of gets remembered is that what I've just talked about. So he comes in with a bit of fanfare. It's his first season. He gets the captaincy straight away because he comes in the summer of 91. And then he captained the first season in 92. And then plays quite a lot in that first Premier League season. And then he gets the bad injury and hardly plays at all. And I think most people, you know, forget about him after that, but he actually gets back in under Evans and he plays two seasons. And I had a little look. He plays over 40 games in two seasons consecutively, and I think he's brilliant.